Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You're here and live with your brother Elohim today. Boy, we have a lot to talk about. We just listened to our national anthem. The age of freedom has come, but you have to work for it. I'm going to give it to you. Easy. I have people calling me again. I don't understand why. Unless they're getting a busy season. Yesterday we were getting a busy season. I don't know why they were doing that too. Yeah, for sure, Brother Elohim. They're saying that they're not getting a clear broadcast out there. Okay. Well, the first thing we like to talk about, as we always do, we talk about love. Love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? Now, if you're calling in, you're getting a busy signal. Sometimes when a board gets full, you know, because board only holds 50 people. And when the board gets full, you get a busy signal, or you might be calling at the same time somebody else is. Whatever. Okay. okay. So right now, I'm trying to make the broadcast a little clearer. They was calling me, telling me that they couldn't hear too good. Now, if you're getting a busy signal, yesterday a couple people said they got busy signals. Sometime when the board fills up, it only holds 50 people. So when the board fills up, it won't accept any more calls, and you'll get a busy signal like that. So then next time that happens, just hold on, just wait a few minutes, and I'll delete some of the calls. I'll answer some of the questions, delete some of the calls, and then you'll be able to call back in, okay? Just give us a few minutes. Or you can go on the Internet. I'll open up the chat room. I don't know how to open up the chat room. But I'll figure that out sometime today. We can open up the chat room, and we'll be able to chit-chat on your laptop. And you can chit-chat with me on your laptop, okay? As usual, we start our show off with love. Love is and always will be the answer to so many problems that we have out there. But the biggest thing is that we don't know how to love. We don't know what love is, all right? And I don't know why they're not getting a clear broadcast. okay. if you want to comment or make a statement or something, just press 1 and let me know you have something to say. And I will open up your mic, and you'll be able to say something to me, okay? So if you're on the air and you're having trouble hearing me or something, just press 1, and you can let me know that something is wrong out there and you're not getting a clear message, okay? So that's what's going on right now. Okay. normally when I click over to talk to somebody, I'm not sure if the message is being given, if the message is coming through clear. But we'll see. We'll see how this goes along, okay? So right now I'm just going to continue to broadcast. So if any problems out there, just hit 1 and you can tell me what's going on, okay? Don't call me because I have to interrupt the show to talk to you, and I don't want to do that, okay? So love is the act to make others feel good. Most of us don't know what love is, and the way they teach love on television is just absolutely crazy. They teach love as an obsession, as somebody going crazy, and they can't function properly. If you're dealing with somebody and they don't want you, you know, your actions don't make them feel good. So stop. You know what I'm saying? Love is the act to make others feel good. And if somebody don't feel good about you, then it don't make sense to pursue a relationship with that person, you know, because it's going to get kind of rough. So you got to chase them, you got to go get them, you got to do that, you know. A lot of times, you talk to most females, they know if they're going to get with you in the first 10 minutes they talk to you, you know. It's kind of interesting. Just like when you meet somebody, you pretty much know if you really want to be involved with that person after about the first 10 minutes. You talk to them about 10 minutes, and you know what's up. Unless you ain't trying to talk. You're just trying to go for the other option, you know, just have sex and out, you know. but love is the act that makes others feel good. So, the people that were calling me, I was hoping to call back into the station. Yesterday we were getting busy signals, so I'm going to put the music on just for a minute, and I'm going to check and see if we're still having those problems out there, because we're going to be on the air every day, and I have to work out all the kinks.
I'm so happy.
Keep going on the water move.
I'm so happy. Oh Lord, I know you're gonna make my life because of love. And you're there, I know.
I want to add some call to, because I can call you directly on the air, but I actually have to know the number. And the way they switch things around, I don't really know the number anymore. So I don't remember people's numbers anymore. So I'm just going to continue the broadcast, and I'll talk to you after the show if you're having trouble, and we'll work it out for tomorrow, okay? Like I said, we're talking about love. Love is an act that makes us feel good. And if you're going to do something, it's not going to make the other person feel good. Just don't commit to act, okay? And there you have it. Now, we're going to start the show. So as we start, we don't pray, but we make an assertion, because we assert into the universe what we want, and the universe brings it back to us, right? As I walk the path to being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on lead with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want, okay? Now, our slogan is love is to act and make others feel good. So we're going to repeat I just repeated our slogan here. Now, let's get into the topic, all right? Now, the topic is why aren't you using your power, and the hidden story of Adam and Eve. That's pretty interesting. But before we get into that, let's talk about why you're sick. Why you spend so much time at the doctor's. Why are you on medication? Why are you taking pills? Let's talk about that for a few minutes, okay? Now, I'm a Bible thumper, so most of the stuff I give to you either come out of the Bible or canonical scriptures. That's the scriptures that were given to me, and that's a book that I go by on a daily basis, okay? Now, on Genesis 1:26, it tells you that all the herbs and seed bearing plants were given to you for meat, okay? That's most of the reason why it's sick, eating that flesh. The flesh is terrible. I don't care what kind of flesh you're eating, whether it's beef, pork, chicken, turkey, or whatever it is. It's flesh. And when you're consuming a certain amount of flesh, it has a negative effect on the system, because we're actually not supposed to be carnivores, okay? We're supposed to be omnivores. I think that's what they call them. We're supposed to be eating, herbs and vegetables and things of that nature, okay? Now, we're not going to do a segment on health, but I'd like to talk a little bit about it, because it's so important if we're going to stay healthy and know what we're doing, all right? And with the immune system's working properly, you know, and the body's functioning properly. First of all, you have to go back to the culture of reap what you sow. So what you sow into the body, what you're going to reap out, okay? If you're throwing liquor into the body, liquor is not food. It's not really meant for human consumption. It's poison. Alcohol is actually poison. I don't care whether it's wine or whatever it is. It sits until it actually turns into poison, and then you consume it. So you don't want to throw poison into your system, because it's just going to destroy the system. Cirrhosis of the liver and all that stuff will come about, you know, produces, you know, cigarettes. Cigarettes is not a food, you know. That's another toxic poison, you know. It produces cancer, destroys the lung. You have to be mindful that this is a criminal society. Yes, I said it. It's a criminal society. And what we have been doing since we've been here is trying to decriminalize this thing. And the criminals, well, they're criminals, so they're going to fight back. Whatever they have, whatever means they have, whether it be dogs or water hoses or sticking the police on you, killing the leaders, whatever they have to do to make sure that they can maintain their criminal activities, okay? we're not trying to bring the country down, because this is it's your country, period. So what you need to do is work, get into some kind of position of control to decriminalize this country so that you can be a little better. This is why they're pushing drugs and prostitution and gambling and everything at you, because it's a criminal society. Criminals do what criminals do, okay? So the further you go into to decriminalize it, the better it is for you, the better health you're going to have. You go into the medical industry, that's criminalized. Everything is just going crazy out there, you know? So you really need to step up and try to, ever since I made that adjustment, the lines aren't filling up like they normally do, so something is wrong here. I don't know if you can hear me out there, because my other line is off. The battery's dead on my other line, so I can't check it like that. But anyhow, this is a criminal society, so you need to check what's going on. I need to check the system and make sure everything is going on properly. So I'm going to put the music back on again and do some checking around to see what's going on to make sure people can get in. Because I got quite a few calls yesterday that they couldn't access the show. People had trouble getting on. So let me make sure. I just checked the, and they said they can't hardly hear the broadcast. Something's wrong. Okay, let me open up the microphone and see what's going on. Yeah, 8352, that would be Telepath Academy. You're on the air. You're still having trouble hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, you're going in and out. It's not clear at all.
It's not clear at all. This particular time, there's not too much I can do about that because of where I'm set up here. It's still, as I'm talking right now, it's breaking up and you can't hardly hear it.
Yeah, it should break it up.
Okay. I'm going to have to continue with the show. There's nothing I can do about that at this particular time. I won't be able to affect that until the next show. I got people calling in and hanging up too. But whenever you call in and there's a problem, just press 1 on your dial and I can open up your mic. You can talk to me directly on the air, okay? And like if you want to give some advertisements about your business and stuff like that, you can call in and do that too, okay? And still breaking up real bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're breaking up when I'm hearing your voice is breaking up when you talk back to me too as well. All right, let me see what I can do to fix this. I'm gonna take the mic back off and keep the dialogue. But now the board's not working at all. I think there's something wrong with the board. I went to the trial before. All right, well your mic is still on, so. I'm going to just continue with the broadcast as best as possible. It's a shame that these episodes are recorded. And I put them on CD for the archiving for later, you know? All right, I'm going to continue the broadcast. So if you still can't hear me, you can hang up. If not, then I'll... I don't know how to make this. Well, I don't know how to change it at this particular point, okay? No, I'm just going to continue with the broadcast as best I can. All right, so, okay, I was just talking about love, but she says she's having trouble hearing me and that it's breaking up. When she was talking to me, it was breaking up too. And all of a sudden, the switchboard is not working properly, so I'm not sure what the heck is going on here. So I'm going to switch back over to the music again and see if I can solve this problem for the next 4 or 5 minutes, okay? I'm sorry about the delays here. These are songs off my album. I hope you can hear them clear enough to understand what they're saying, you know?
There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you something.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He did just save me once for twice. The devil's ring, yeah. He offered him a piece of bread. He got the back and bread. The devil asked him, are you the son of God? Throw yourself down off that rock. He won't let that off. If you think the road is easy, try it for yourself. Without the help of Jesus, you won't get the same way around.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He said, just
once again, we're having trouble with the broadcast. I'm trying to figure out why things aren't coming in clear. So we don't have to kind of
need
to
go. You know, I need a special friend in my life, and I want to talk about why I made Jesus that special friend. Jesus was tempted by the devil on the mountain. He said, eat that bread, you don't have to fast. Jesus said, man, so now lay by bread alone. But he said, I'm on my way home. Jesus had the strength to overcome the devil. The only way to be baptized by John. He took 12 men to walk with him down those dusty roads. His spirit reached out and touched the lame man. He got up and walked so straight and bold. Such a kind of man I need as a friend. Thank you. the river on the mountain. There comes a time in every man's life when he has that life-changing experience. That life-changing experience for me came when I found Jesus and made him my personal Savior. I'd like to thank all the steadfast preachers and friends who prayed for me along the way. You need Jesus more than you know, and I'm here to tell you something.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He didn't just save me once, but twice.
A little
I want you to make a 911 emergency call to Jesus and tell
Thank
him
you.
That I need him right away. Yes, sir. I'll make the call. Just hold on for a minute. Hold on. Take care of all your problems.
Which you've been listening to the songs off my CD. We're having technical difficulties here. A lot of people are calling me trying to figure out what's going on. They're saying that they're having trouble getting through and that the line is busy. What's going on here? I'm getting all these check-ins here. And they're saying that the call is breaking up. Boy, we have problems. So I had the music on for a few minutes, and if you have trouble hearing me, or if you can't, if the broadcast is breaking up or something like that, there, press one on your dial. And let me know what's going on, okay? Everybody's calling me. I can't. I'm having trouble switching over because I lose the broadcast when I switch over to answer my actual phone. So just call back into the show and hit one if you're having some kind of problem. You can't hear what's going on, okay? Now, where are we at here? Let me see what time it is. I'm pretty far into the broadcast right now. Okay. Hold on for a minute. Let me check with one of these callers here and see what's going on. Okay, we're almost halfway into the hour. Normally I do my commercial around this time, but we haven't been, since I've been having so much trouble with the broadcast, I'm going to hold on a commercial for about another maybe 10 minutes because I want to get some of the topic in. I want to get some of the topic in while we're, before I run out of time, because I think it's a very important topic. The topic is, how come you're not using your power? If you have money in your wallet and you don't know it's there, you're going to be going hungry and starving because you don't know that the money is in your wallet. You don't know you have money. It's the same thing with power. If you don't know you don't know what power is, you don't know where your power is, where it's coming from, how to get at it, then you'll be struggling without no power, not trying to figure out what's going on because you don't know who you are and you don't know how to use the power. So I'm going to piggyback off the last two episodes from Monday and Tuesday just to go into a little bit of actually who you are. And once you can see who you are, then you begin to understand the power that you have, so I'm just going to talk briefly. I'm still not getting, I got other, well, anyway, I'm going to talk briefly about the other, about the American exception, see what I'm saying? And this gets you into who you are and what your power is, okay? I still got people calling me. Won't be able to answer the phones. like I said, I went in the car to the show and press one, and they can let me know whatever's going on or what kind of problems that they're having. Yesterday, they was having trouble that the board was busy, but the board is usually busy when you get over 50 callers. I didn't have over 50 callers yesterday, so I don't know why the board was busy and why people are having trouble getting on. But anyhow, when the male and female get together and he drops his seed in that egg, oh boy, my other eyes going crazy. He drops his seed in that egg. There's a light that comes into the mother's womb, and that light is what fertilizes the flesh and turns it into a living entity. That light is not of the mother or the father. That's coming in from source energy. That's the Immaculate Conception. You know what I'm saying? Every child is a Christ. That's who you are. Conscious energy forms their flesh. You're one who is crystallized into oneness with source of energy. That's what you become once that egg and seed is fertilized. You know, that's the fertilizer. You might want to call it that, but it's cosmic energy. This is why when the wise men were following the stars, they were letting you know that each child born is a cosmic event. Okay, that's what they were trying to let you know. That each child born is a cosmic event. And every mother is a Mary, and every child is a Christ. You being a Christ, all the things that Yahshua ben Gedel, whom they call Jesus, everything that he did and more, you can do, because he says you can do more, according to what they wrote in the book, okay? According to what Matthew said, or, you know, yeah, sure, he didn't write nothing in the book, but they wrote stories about him, okay? So until you learn who you are, you walk around talking about, I'm a black man, I'm an African, I'm an Asian, I'm a Greek, I'm from Haiti, I'm from France, I'm a German. That's not who you are. See what I'm saying? You are the universe expanding itself. It's not a coincidence that 20 years ago, the technology that we have today far surpasses that. 20 years from now, it's going to be greater than that. We're constantly developing, constantly growing, and that's because of who you actually are. There's nothing in the universe that's beyond your grasp. There's nothing in the universe that you cannot comprehend, pick up, or do better than, okay? This is where you are. This is who you are, okay? No landmass can define who you are, because you're greater than all the cosmos out there, okay? Is not greater than one of you, because that's who you are. That's how important you are. Now, if you don't understand who you are, how can you do what you're supposed to do? Because you don't know what you're supposed to do. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be out in the cosmos maintaining the universe. We went through how the universe was developed yesterday, okay? So I'm not going to go through that lecture again, but you can catch it. You can go into my archives and download the show. And it goes into the tyrannical scriptures. It tells you how you came in, how you set all this thing up, that there was no Big Bang. It goes into how everything was designed, why things were designed, you know what I'm saying? And how you got stuck here, not able to go from corporeal to incorporeal at will. What happened to you? Why can't you just go up in space without a spaceship down like you used to do? What stopped you? What blocked you? Okay, this brings us to part of the topic of the story today, the hidden story of Adam and Eve. This will be decoded in the Bible. Basically, that's what's going on. Because that's where your power, your ancestors, all right, left powerful information for you. But you haven't been taught how to decode this information, okay? Once you learn how to decode the information, you can see the power and what they left for you in this book that they call the Bible, you know what I mean? And since you don't know who you are, you're not with the thought process of maintaining the planet. You don't think about maintaining the planet, but you think about paying your mortgage or your rent for next month. That's basically where you're at. They're training you. Excuse me. They're training you to be what we call street people. A street person does two things. You go to work, make the money, buy a house, get a car, and observe the world as what it is. That's a street person. Okay, I mean, I tell my people working the street, selling anybody and all that, when you see a street person. You got a lot of people working. They're street people. That's what you're being trained to do. You're not being trained to go outside the box. All right? They got you in this little box. And your conscious reality is so far greater than where they have you at. But that's not where you live at because of the programming. And the programming starts, believe it or not, while you're in your mother's womb. Because as she talked, as what she listened to, you're hearing these conversations. You might not know what you're hearing, but your brain is listening to this stuff, and it begins to program you in your mother's womb. Okay, like my one of my daughters, I used to train her while she's in her mama's belly, teach her stuff, tell her things, you know, while she's in her mother's belly, because I know that's where the training begins at, you know, okay? So, but your power starts with you knowing that you have it. Actually, a friend of mine was on the line, used one of his quotes, your power starts with you being aware of it. being aware that you have it. That's where your power begins at. And this is what this show is designed to do. This show is designed to give you a wake-up call as to who you are, because they took this book called the Bible, and they conquered the known world with it. That's why they give us so much respect. All the hotels, everywhere you go, they got this book sitting there. But they know, you know, what they say, the best way to hide something is hide in plain sight. They hide in the secrets of how to govern the planet right in plain sight. But you don't know what's going on. Let's jump into the, we went into the bringing the cosmos in, how men and women were made. This is the first two episodes in the book, okay? Now we get into this Adam and Eve story. Oh, my goodness. The codes that are in that story is absolutely mind-boggling. First of all, it's telling you how to keep from being sick. Herbs and seed, brain plants, that's what was given to you. That's what's going to keep you healthy, not all this flesh that you're consuming. If you're eating, here's what I found out. I'm sorry, it helps just a little bit. Here's what I found out. When I eat the vegetables and on the diet that I'm on, I can consume other things. I can consume a little flesh if I want. I can consume a little bit of this if I want, and my body can handle it. But if I don't eat those five vegetables, well, six now that I eat, but I don't eat those six vegetables every day, all right? And if I just eat crackers, it turns my urine dark. You follow what I'm saying? Because my urine is light, almost like water, because my system is pretty clear, you know? But just crackers. I used to eat crackers. I eat crackers instead of the bread. But eating the crackers turned my urine dark. And without those five vegetables. Now, when I eat those vegetables and eat crackers later on, my urine stays the same because I have the proper energy from the vegetables that I eat so that my system is working to overcome whatever impurities that I put in it. It's amazing, but it works. And if I eat those vegetables every day, I can still eat some of the other stuff that I want to eat. But if I eat those five, six vegetables every day, right, I notice that the gray hair begins to go away. It begins to retrograde. Hair that was gray the day before, it starts to turn black, you know. The age process begins to retrograde. Now, you know, my knees have bothered me for I don't know how long, but since I've been staying strictly on the diet, right, my knees are beginning to heal. Everything is beginning to come full circle. This is how powerful this book is, because it's telling you what you need to do to sustain your life the body is supposed to last for almost 1,000 years. What? Say that again? That's how long it's supposed to last, you know? But the stuff that we're doing to it, because we're living in a criminal element like we are, this is a criminal culture. We've been fighting, trying to decriminalize it, and the crooks are fighting back because they like what they're doing. So they're pushing you into all kinds of crazy stuff. Drinking, you're smoking. You're supposed to reap what you sow, you know. And if you're sowing stuff into the body that's not food, what are you reaping? You're reaping the sickness and the death. That's what you're reaping, okay? So what I'm trying to do is wake you up to reality of who you are and what you're supposed to be doing and how powerful the ancestors left information for you, but it has to be decoded, okay? Where are we at here? I don't want to run out of time. Oh, we got about 15 more minutes. The whole show got messed up because they couldn't hear what I'm saying. I'm going to open up a mic here and ask 1927. That's if the switchboard is responding. Okay, switchboard is wrong. 1927, are you hearing me okay?
Yes, I'm hearing you. You have just become clear in the last 5 minutes or so. The transmission, you have to listen really intently in order, but it's kind of wavy and kind of choppy, but I'm hearing you clear now. now. And raised the question with me, and the question is when you say that each of us is a Christ, can you explain let's say in the terms of a layman who does not understand what the term Christ means, because we have a tendency to associate the name the term Christ with the supernatural with a particular being, and so when we use the term Christ is usually preceded with Jesus, Jesus the Christ, and I wonder if you could just shed a bit of light on what it means to be. When you say that all of us, or that each of us is a Christ.
Okay, now if I sound to you the way you're sounding to me, it's kind of choppy and breaking up a little bit. I'm gonna have to cut my real microphones and stuff on tomorrow, and run this thing through some of my equipment to keep this from happening again. You know, because people calling me telling me that it's choppy and they can't hardly hear what I'm saying. At this point, I can't fix that. It's a problem. I can't fix it today. But 11 minutes, we're going to say. I will do that. I will try to get it a little better. Christ is one who is crystallized into oneness with something. You are, you are an extension of source energy. I'm going to kill your mic just for a minute. You got a lot of noise coming through. I'll cut it right back on in a second, okay? You are an extension. Well, see, the first couple of episodes, that explained all that. But energy cannot be created or destroyed, right? So if energy cannot be created or destroyed, that means that you are made up of energy. The entire cosmos is made up of energy. Everything is made up of energy. And the conscious light that turns flesh into high consciousness is what the Kemetics or the Egyptians call a Christ being. You know what I'm saying? Now, the pharaohs, even back before Kemet was even, when Kemet was a swamp, they used to put the term Christ on their mustabas and on their places of burial, because they spelled Christ K-R-S-T. So they knew about the Christ consciousness from way back then. It's just that when the 1% gives you information, they try to turn it into a particular being and get you to worship that being that looks like them, that they talk to, that you have to listen, that you have to go through them to get to this being. This is called controller. This is what they use, mind control, and controlling your slave, which is your flesh. So, and that's the goal of most organizations, to control your flesh, because they can control you physically. They can get you to do the things that they need to do to create them, to create wealth for them. Now, the flesh doesn't come into existence without something to fertilize it, so to speak. And that cosmic light fertilizes the flesh of the egg and the seed. Now this is 2020, so you can go on YouTube, and they got the video showing that when the egg fertilizes the when the seed fertilizes the egg, Well, let me say it this way. When a sperm fertilizes the egg, because some would perceive the egg as a seed. When the sperm fertilizes the egg, a light comes into the mother's womb. And that's when the egg, that's when the sperm and the egg goes into motion. So that's called the Immaculate Conception, because the life of the seed, see what I'm saying, is not from the mother or the father. It's like when you have a computer, all the chips and the program and everything in there, cut the electricity off, the computer don't work. The AI is the electricity. That's the cause of everything working. That's the same way with the flesh, and that's called a Christ being when your flesh is germinated by that light. I don't know if that's plain enough, but I could go more into detail. See, when in the Bible, it talks about the wise men following the stars. They're telling you that each child being born is a cosmic event. It's not just, oh, the baby come out, slap the baby on the butt, oh, boy, we got no child. No, that's a cosmic event. That's the energy. That's the universe. Each being is a universe expressing itself on this particular level. And you as an individual are unlimited. That's what makes you a Christ. You're crystallized into oneness with source energy. It's kind of hard to to explain with this language, since it's the only language I speak. This is the one I have to use. The 1%, this is what they want us to do. They want us, anything deity, anything that that they talk about with power, they want that to be part of what they look like, so that you can view them as deity, view them as the power beings, and everybody else not. That's what evolution is designed to do. Darwin Steele's evolution is designed to make you think that we went from black to white, and white is the next level of on the evolutionary scale. This is what, because the Darwin theory is all about racism. So, and this is what they do. The same thing what they do when they talk about the Oracle. They claim that the Oracle is a guy or a person, like the Oracle of Delphi. They try to give it to an individual, but the Oracle is a dimension between the mind and the brain. So what I'm trying to do at this particular point is explain to the masses that those things in the Bible were written to complete man's conscious understanding of who he or she really is, so we wouldn't be out here fighting and killing each other. If you know that you're next to a godly being, you know, why would you mistreat or do things wrong to a godly being? The book tells you that you're a god. The Quran tells you a vicegerent. So it's kind of interesting, you know. Does that make sense? Because we've been programmed so long to worship Jesus Christ, but there was no Jesus Christ in history. There was a Jesus the Christ, but Christ is not a last name. See, Christ is a title. Christ is who you actually are when you come through Mary's womb. But women don't know who they are, so they treat themselves like crap. They treat the children like crap because they don't know who the children are. You know, we don't know the significance of that child being born, you know. So this is why we're having trouble accessing our power, because instead of thinking in terms of planetary and global, with a global mindset or a universal mindset, dealing with the universe, right, we're into just survival. We have a survival mindset, you know. Do you have any, does that make sense?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, you threw the term layman in there, all man. That made me go back to it. When you're talking a layman language, you got to use drawn out stories. see. So that's what threw me off a little bit, the term layman. But go ahead. Does that help?
Well, yes. But what it does is it causes me to have to re-examine what I have been taught and learned. I have to now look at it in a new light and in a different way. And of course, when I do, I can see the logic of now I have to come from the concept of I am just a speck in the universe to the concept that I am within myself. I am the cosmos. I am within me. Within me is everything that is in the cosmos, if I understand it correctly.
And it gives a whole different meaning to know thyself and I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
See, once you see it from that particular perspective, it changes the mind, the mindset and the thought process of those particular terms that were given to us by our ancestors. And once you begin to function from that mindset, everything begins to change. Everything you see, everything you look at begins to change. We only have a few minutes, so we only have a few seconds here, Brother Matt. So, well, we got about a minute. So I would like to just mention the fact that this is the Elohim Speaks. We'll be on every day, Monday through Sunday, and at the same time. And I'm sorry about the problems that we're having today. I'll try to fix that. And for those who are still on the air, if there's a problem, click one and tell me on the air rather than call me. Because I can't really answer the phone like that, okay? And this is Brother Mac that I'm talking to. He's with the Legacy of a Nation. He's on every Saturday from 6 to 7. Is that correct? I call it a Saturday.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you give that number out real quick? We got about 10 seconds here.
All right. The number for Legacy of a Nation on Saturday is 319-527-6199.
Okay, and with that, we have reached the end of our broadcast, and I like to do one of my closing assertions. We're going to pray. We assert into the universe what we need, and I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of being what you sow. All energy went out for divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. And with that, we will chit-chat again tomorrow. Thank you, Brother Mike. I appreciate your sense of jumping on the air with me here. Okay.
My pleasure, brother.